This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises belong to Almighty Allah, the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers, from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus, and the last messenger of Allah to humanity, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the revealer of all heavenly books, the suhoof of Prophet Abraham, palms to Prophet David, Torah to Prophet Moses, Injil, the Bible, to Prophet Jesus, and the last testament, Quran, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us as seeker of knowledge, young and old, male and female. Allah Rabbul Alameen, the creator of all things, remind us with his saying in the Holy Quran. بعد الأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. The meaning, O people, Allah is talking to every one of us. As fellow mankind, Allah, your Lord, who has created all of you from one male and one female, from Adam and from Eve, Allah is telling us how is the beginning of mankind. From one soul, because when he created Adam, he created Adam by his hand, and Eve was created from Adam, from the rib bones of Adam alayhi salam, and he created pairs because he wants us to have a family, to grow. Without that, there will no more production, human production will die. You can see from time to time when people are trying to have family planning, then you see the human production will decrease. A nation will suffer because of that. Because development need people. Without human, whatever you want to do, you just can't do it. That's where everything in China is cheaper and also is well developed because of the population. And from both of them, meaning from male and female, Adam and Eve, then he have twins. Each time when Eve delivered, she delivered twin, a pair, a boy and a girl. And from there, the law of God in the beginning allowed brothers and sisters to get married. But with one condition, not the same twin. The first can marry the second, third or fourth, but not the same twins. Then that beginning of this, there is no race, there is no tribe, there is just children of Adam. In the time of Noah alayhi salam, Allah decided to make us into nation and tribe. That is the beginning of what we have seen today. Even this morning, we have different background. It's because of what Allah have created and He ordained to happen in the time of Noah to his three children. Then they speak different language and they travel different part of the world. And Allah said, Shu'uban wa qabaila, and I make you into nation and tribes. To do what? To belittle one another. Yeah. To fight with one another. To say that I'm better than you because I am fairer than you. I'm taller than you. I'm more beautiful than you. No. Allah said, Shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, for you to get to know one another. Work together as a family and move forward. Learn how to live harmony by respecting one another, compliment one another. That is the purpose. Get to know one another. Lita'arafu. That's why it's very important to have a good PR so that we can survive wherever we go. I think in general, all of us love different kind of foods. If you are not particular with food, you can survive everywhere better and cheaper. But if you are very particular just with one kind of food, everywhere you go, you want to look for curry, then the curry can be expensive in certain country because this is not their food. But if you are used to different kind of food, alhamdulillah, it can be cheap and it's easy for you to survive. So when you travel, please have this open mind, open heart, open spirit. Get to know one another. And you should engage and interact with one another. This is the spirit of how we should learn to be humble and to get to know one another. And the best among you, Allah Rabbul Alamin, is telling us, is those who have taqwa, who are righteous. Nothing to do with your color. To the extent, our Prophet said, O children of Adam, you came from one God, Almighty Allah, the God of Adam, the God of Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, the God of the world, Rabbul Alameen. You came from one father, from Adam, not from apes, monkey. That's what the theory of Darwin is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He remind us, the Prophet said, the Arab are not better than the non-Arab, neither the white is better than the black. The best among you are those who are righteous. That is the value that make us different, not because of your color, your race, and your wealth, but your righteousness. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to have a good life by having a good family. What is family? All of us are aware. Family start with one man and one lady. When you are ready to be to have a family, every man should learn how to be a good husband. If not, that means you are not ready. You must learn at least your right as a man and your responsibility as a husband. The same goes to the woman. If you are ready to have a family, you also have to learn and prepare yourself. It's not just blind love. That's why there's a word said, the relation between male and female always is the blind love. And they said, love is blind. Whether you believe or not, but in reality, love is not blind, except if both parties are blind. We have students who are married, both are blind. That one you can say, love is blind. But after marrying, they have two beautiful children, one male, one female, grown-up children who was there to take care of both parents. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Both children are not blind. And Allah give the mercy to them to take care of the blind parent. Suddenly, the wife came to me and said, I don't know what happened to my husband. What he see in the other lady that I don't have, because the husband got married with the second one. And the second woman also is blind. I said, this is why they said love is blind. Yeah. Sometimes blind people also fall in love. It's because of the feeling. The feeling is very important. How you engage, how you talk to one another, play a very important role. And never, never take life for granted. A relationship is very important, to have engagement, to talk, to communicate, to share, so that you will have righteous family. Because you want to have a righteous wife, you must be righteous. And the wife also must learn, like how the husband have to learn. Later on, then you can educate your children to be righteous children. When you have righteous children, you have everything in the world. Because righteous children are children who is always there for their parent. They are very grateful, thankful to their parent. They are not here. They cannot be here without the parent. The parent have worked very hard day and night. The mother have gave everything she have, her time, her health, her wealth, everything. They just invest on the children. They keep on giving. Mother never ask anything back from the children. The same go up to the father. The father will keep on giving and giving. But there's a limit. When the children grow up, reach the age they are independent, so the responsibility of the parent towards the children financially stop. They don't have to proceed anymore because they have given them enough. But the religious advice about religion is an ongoing responsibility until the parent dies, to make sure that the children become righteous. Like how Jacob called upon his children, including Prophet Yusuf, the son of Jacob. 12 siblings were summoned by the father. The father was very old, but still the father never stopped talking to them, reminding them about God, so that the children will grow up with God-fearing, God-loving, God-awareness, guided, so that the next generation also become righteous. Because when you have a relation with Almighty God, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-loving, you will never fail yourself. Brothers and sisters, it is very important for us to understand life is short. If you are not kind, grateful, especially to your parent today, that means you're waiting for something that is worse to come. If you become righteous, grateful, caring, loving, passionate to your parent, Allah Almighty will reward all of us kindly. In the teaching of Gautama Buddha said, karma. You want anything good to happen to you, you must be good now. Then the good thing will come to you. The good energy will come to you. All these good things do not come so easy, but everybody must do what they have to do. And Allah said to us, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَتَقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Always be ready, have an open mind to help one another to do something that benefit both parties. And help each other to get closer to Almighty, the Creator, who created all of us in the best form and who have provided for us the best food so that we become the best. Brothers and sisters, in the same time Allah said, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't ever help one another in committing hatred, in committing sins. We know we are no angel, we are all sinners, but we are not born with sin. Even there are some religion said every child is born with sin because we inherit the sin of Adam and Eve, who eat the forbidden fruit that Almighty God command them not to eat. But our Prophet said, "Kullu maulid yula ala fitra." Every child is born pure and clean. We don't bear any sin because it's not our own doing, done by our parent. Our parent commit some sin. Do you say that I'm also a sinner? If he's a criminal, I'm also a criminal. No. Every child is born pure, clean, and it is the parent, the upbringing of the parent, that will mold them to be good, bad, or ugly. If you want the best, That's why I start by, as a man, we become the best man. We become the best woman. And all of us give the best to the children, then the children become the best. And that will protect the children from a lot of problems. So this is how a family move on, brothers and sisters. That's why in Islam, when you pray, you must remind your children to pray so that we worship Allah together. When you fast, you train everybody to fast. For the young one, just train them. In the beginning, maybe 1 hour. The next day, 2 hours. The next week, 5 hours. But we must keep on training them to be the best. Without training, it's just like us. If you don't go through any training, we become very ignorant and we can become very arrogant. So we hope that Allah Rabbul Alameen will make things easy for all of us if we want to have a good life in the future. It starts from now. Everybody have to plan for their future. It's just like when you want to look for a partner. If you want to look for a good partner, you must go to a good area. If you go to area that is full of drug addict, then you get a drug family. Yeah, then you don't know what is going to happen in the future. Your life will be in danger. The police will come after you. Yeah, the bad guy will come after you. If you are in a good environment, that's why the prophet said, Al-mar'u ala dini qalili falyanzur ahadukum man yuqalil. Normally, our lifestyle, our behavior follow the environment, follow our friends. So look and be careful with your friend. If you want to be good, always be friend with the good people. If you want to be healthy, be friend with the people who like to do exercise, to go to the gym, then you build out muscle, you build out energy. But you want to be strong, but you are always with the lazy people who just love to eat and drink and enjoy food. Then you know what muscle is growing. After some time, you see a lot of men get pregnant, but no baby, you know. The muscle that we do not want it grow by itself. The muscle that we want it to grow, it didn't grow. You have to work very hard to pump your bicep, your tricep, your shoulder. If not, then you don't expect you to be healthy. This is just a reminder. Anything that you want to be good, you must choose a good environment. You can see normally, we can easily become and pick up the bad habit when you are with the bad guy. Yeah. Who are the bad guy? The bad guy normally are those who don't care about others. Very selfish, the thing of themselves. Who are the ugly one? The ugly are the hypocrite. In front of you, they say something. Behind of you, they curse you. The bad bite, the slander. Yeah? And this is very, very dangerous. Allah Almighty, who created all of us, Alhamdulillah, have shown us these three group of people in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran. Because the Quran was revealed in this month, Ramadan Al-Mubarak. And Torah, the Old Testament, was revealed also on this month, on the 6 days of Ramadan. The book was revealed to Prophet Abraham in the first night of Ramadan. and the 13th of Ramadan, gone, all these days have gone, is the day God revealed the Bible to Jesus. And the Quran was revealed on the 24th of Ramadan. All the day that Allah revealed the heavenly book have passed us, because we have gone further than that. We left maybe another 5 days, then Ramadan is ending. So what is important, brothers and sisters, is to understand the Quran said, we reveal the Quran as a shifa, a healer. You have any problem, especially mental problem, depression, anxiety, just go back to this book and read, reflect, and follow the SOP. You will find peace. And Rahma, Shifa wa Rahma. Quran was revealed as a Rahma, to bring everybody together, not to divide people, to unite fellow mankind, family, husband, wife, children. That is the Quran. The Quran was revealed as a huda linnas, a guidance from Almighty God that will never go wrong. And nobody can live without following certain guidance. Everybody have to follow some rules and regulation. Whether you want to follow the divine rule or you follow man-made rule, only have two. Man-made law or divine law. We will choose the divine law, fair and square, unchanged, unaltered. Nobody is above the divine law, very fair. Man-made law, man-made is man-made. Then women also come with their law. That's why women are fighting for their rights. You don't hear men fighting for their right. Only woman's right, woman's right. Why? Why women must fight for their right? And why men don't fight for their right? Because majority of the people say this is the man's world. The men who make up the law that favor the men. Yeah. Men also come up with the law. But then when a woman become a prime minister, the woman also will start to make some changes. That is human. Today's thing is so confused. When people want to talk about the third group of people. We only know he and she. God created he and she everywhere. Adam, Eve, Zakar, Unsa. But now human play God. They said, no more he and she. So the gender is not important anymore. They come with books from a primary school, from kindergarten, trying to portray that there is no more gender. Everything goes. We are going back to the worst. And this happened from the time of Lut. It's not something new. And God has destroyed them. And now we are promoting again. We are creating another disaster. And thing is, the sign is coming up very strong. If that's where you are going to hit, you are waiting for your own self-destruction. So divine law is simple. I make male, female, he, she. When you die, people will say he or she. That's how we move on. The divine law is the best law. And Quran, Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra." وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. I have to address this because this is the last Sunday of Ramadan for this year. Allah said, indeed we reveal the Quran as a zikr. Zikr as a reminder. Every one of us need to be reminded, young and old, male and female, leaders, the public, everybody need to be reminded. When somebody is there to remind one another, that show that they care about us. If the parent keep on reminding the children, show that the parent care about the children. If not, why must I waste my time? Khalas. You're big enough, bye-bye. You do what you want, I do what I want. Then there'll be a lot of disaster, and also there'll be a lot of trial and challenges. And Allah said, وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. This Quran that I revealed at the last testament, there's no more heavenly book after that. I will protect the authenticity of this book until the end of time. And there's the only book. Being a Buddhist before and a Christian, I became a Muslim only in 1968. I do experience the other books. You cannot compare with the Quran. Unaltered, unchanged, even a word. From the day it was revealed until today. Wherever you go to Mongolia, you go to China, Taiwan, Korea, Japan. You go to Africa, Canada, America, Philippines, New Zealand, Austria, Quran stay intact, unaltered, unchanged. Allah said, I reveal this last book as a reminder, and I will protect the authenticity. How did Allah protect? By making easy for the believer to memorize the Quran by heart. Millions of Muslims, young and old, men and female, memorize this book by heart. You can take the whole Quran from the world, burn it. You just get 10 people from different parts of the country and order them to recite again. You see, by 1 month, all the Quran will come back together and nothing change. Same. Everywhere you see the Quran, the origin language is Arabic. That's why the Muslim, when they pray wherever you go, they use only one language, Arabic. The original language. The meaning can be many languages, but the Quran stay. In Arabic. Anywhere you go, you call of Azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, you go to Philippines. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Japan. Allahu Akbar, Allah. All the same. With one word. The word that is in Arabic. That's how it unites all nations and tribes. That made me very, very proud when I start to become a Muslim and learn the Quran. And in the Quran, the only book that Allah said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, today I perfected my religion. The Quran is not just like any other book. It's been perfected. وَأَتَمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have completed all what you need. From the day you were born until you die, everything is in the Quran. Amazing. is a miracle. Whatever you need, how to eat, how to drink, how to work, how to dress, how to become a good person, how to become a good wife, a good husband, a good mother, a good father. After you have planned to have a family, something happened. No more engagement. No problem. Life move on. If you cannot live together anymore, you don't have to fight and have a bad ending. Have a good ending. How you start good? When you see that there's no room for us to find happiness together anymore, then have a discussion again that how you start in the beginning and then have a good ending and move forward. How to divorce? Can you imagine, brother and sister? Even how to choose your partner is being taught by Islam. If you are going to choose their beauty, their look, their wealth, their family, and their religion, look for the religion, because that will hold you together. You look for beauty, how long can our beauty last? You can go back and look into the mirror yourself and you compare all the pictures you have 15 years ago and today. Do you look the same? You don't look the same. Once upon a time, you're so cute, cute, cute. Every baby, people say cute, cute, cute. After that, only God knows what you want to say to the children. You know? This is life. People change. Everything is there. Look for a right partner. Can you imagine, brother and sister, in Islam, when you want to have an ending, there are seven types to end the relationship. Not only, I divorce you, khalas, bye-bye. No. They got seven ways. You want to do business? What kind of business? You want to find friend? What kind of friend? Everything is in the book. The problem is, we don't read. A lot of Muslims have been reading, but they don't follow. Whoever follow, they all have peace. No problem that we encounter in life that you cannot solve. Because problem is information. Problem is wisdom. You learn through problem. If you have no problem, that is the biggest problem. Life is full of problem. Do you have problem what to eat sometime? You wake up in the morning, what to eat? Huh? Do you think you have that? Yeah, sometime. Even to eat, you have to think. And that is life. When you are not well, what should you do? When you have the problem, you are sick, then only you look for medication. Then you know, oh, this medicine good for this kind of illness. Because we have gone through, now you have another knowledge. So next time when your friend have the same kind of pain, I know, I have that before. I got headache before. I got stomach ache before. But then I took this, it worked for me. I recommend you. So give you knowledge. Everything that God ordained to happen is going to happen. But He show you the way. And that's why there's one prayer. There's many prayers. One prayer is wajib, a must, an obligation to all Muslims. Can you all share with me what is the prayer about? We do a lot of prayer every morning. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsa. When we travel, we make prayer. whatever we do, when we eat, we make a prayer. After food, we make a prayer. What is the prayer that is wajib? What prayer that is wajib, that you cannot live without that? You know, this last 10 days of Ramadan, what is the prayer that the Prophet taught his beloved wife Aisha? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Look on the left, in the whiteboard, you can see. But it is not wajib. It's important to ask Allah for forgiveness. Because when Allah forgives us, brother and sister, by using the word afoon, meaning He will erase everything in the record. Even the angel will not remember. Khalas, everything is been erased. Angel also cannot recall. But there are some sin that you commit. If you ask Allah to forgive you, He forgive you, but it's still in the record. But when it comes to this prayer, nothing, everything is clear. But the prayer that I said that is wajib, because every Muslim must perform prayer. And every time when you start your prayer, there is one chapter that you must recite. Without reciting that chapter, your prayer is not valid. That is Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter. And in that chapter, after you say to Allah, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, O Allah, to You we worship and to You we ask for help. And what do we ask first? Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. That is the prayer that is a must. We are asking Almighty God, the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, O Allah, guide us all to the straight path. We want to be right. How to be right if you don't follow the right way? We want to think right. How to think right if you don't follow the right knowledge? Right knowledge, pure knowledge is what God said. What the Prophet have conveyed to you, this is pure, uncorrupted. Stay from the time Allah revealed and the Prophet say anything is been recorded and it stay until the end of the world. It will never change. Your opinion, my opinion, your saying, it's not pure. It's just our feeling. Normally, we follow a lot of feeling. But our feeling can be very, very corrupted. But when you follow the right way, the way that God show you, God who sees everything, knows everything, He knows everything about all of us from before you were created until the end of the world. And that's why when Allah said, eat, drink, He know that we have to eat and drink, and He provide all this food for us. But He said, halalan tayyiba, to make sure that you benefit from the food, make sure you eat and you drink halal and good food. You are what you eat. If you are not careful, your food, you suffer. So everything God have created us and He provide for you and He show you His way. So when we ask Almighty Allah, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, O Allah, guide us all, not just guide you. Guide you as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, and guide your children. Guide you as a leader and guide the country. Everything, if you follow the divine law, you will find peace, harmony, and you will be happy. And Allah responds when you ask Him, O Allah, guide us all. That's why our prayer, even you are praying alone, brother and sister, you are not supposed to change the word, guide me. No, no, no. Ihdina, ihdina, us. That when you pray, you always pray for everybody. You are representing everybody. You are not just presenting yourself, your immediate family. You presented everything together. You present fellow mankind, young, old, male, female. You are praying for everyone. Then what did God say? He said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقُوا بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Allahu Akbar. How true the word of God. You should ask me to show you the way. I am showing you the way. I reveal all the Quran. It's been revealed, all the law, the do and don't, everything is recorded, SOP, ready. And what did God say after that? Since you ask Him for guidance, He said, I show you the way, my way, just follow. That's what He said, فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow. We refuse to follow until today, stubborn. My way, your way, so many way, cost way, M way, co way. When come to product, you can buy any product, no problem. As long as it's legal. If the illegal one, then you're waiting for your trouble now. Sooner or later, you'll be caught and people is going to ask you, where do you get this thing? Allah said, you ask me for guidance, I reveal my divine guidance, the do and the don't, my religion. Now I said, follow. You don't follow. It's just lip service. Ask, but you don't. You are not committed with your prayer. And when you follow, there are people who follow, alhamdulillah. Yeah. But what happened? After you follow, you still have problem. Why? Because Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow my way, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. After you follow the way of God, don't ever mix with other ways. When you start to mix, then you will be divided. So true. Why are we so divided? My way, your way, habis. Gone. Let us sit down together. That's why Allah said, فَإِنْ تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you really is a believer, male or female, your character, your behavior, when you have problem, sit down. Like how we normally sit down and discuss. Sit down and discuss. And let us be humble, both party, male, female, father, mother, everybody, children, sit down together. Let us look into this matter. There's a lot of dispute, disagreement among the family now. So how do we solve this problem? You just want to use your veto power. I am the boss here. Listen to my way. Then people have no other choice, but later on people are not happy inside. They may follow, but they are not happy. Now, if you want to be happy, everybody sit down. Let all of us be humble. Let's go back. Farduhu ilallah wa rasul. Let us go back to the guidance of God and the way the Prophet have shown us. Win-win, everybody will have peace. Not my way, not your way, but the way of God will not fail anybody. Is that easy, brothers and sisters? Do you think it's that easy? It's so easy for us to follow all the law that men have made, you know. And this is God's law. You go to the court. If the court want to judge you, say, "Oh, judge, please judge me according to the law of God." The judge also have headache now. Because the judge have his own agenda sometimes. They can be corrupted too. But you say, "If you judge me according to judgment of God, I will accept. I will not fight and waste my money, get a lawyer, and then no more. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You show me where I went wrong. Did I do something against God's command? Show me. Then I said I'm wrong." Simple as that. But if you go in, that's why the Prophet said, there are three judges. Two go to hell. One go to paradise. That means if you have 300 judges, 200 is sure to go to hell. Only one group will go to paradise. But they are judged. They fear nobody. Justice for all or no justice for all. Simple. And Allah is very just. His law is for everybody, and nobody is above the law of Allah. When it comes to human law, the lawmaker always find their way. Actually, the meaning of this is like this. No? You laymen don't understand. Only the lawmaker understands. So they twist and turn, and then we get headache, get lawyer, you spend another kind of money again. So why must we face problem when we have a better way to solve our problem? Sit down, look what God said, what the Prophet said, not uncorrupted, unchanged, fair and square for everybody. Sometimes we may not want to accept the truth, but the truth is bitter, and anything bitter is good. Don't keep on drinking all the sweet, sweet drink, then you know sooner you have diabetes. You must also love to drink bitter kind of drink. Bitter corn is good. All bitter, bitter. The only sweet syrup for medication is cough mix. Cough syrup, sweet. Other than that, it's not sweet. Yeah. To speak out the truth is bitter, but that is the best. Yeah. We have something display here, but I never touch it yet. Yeah. We can try to go through, inshallah. Yeah. About the family of our Prophet. To be the best man, you just follow the Prophet. You become the best man. And the Prophet's khairukum khairukum li ahli wa ana khairum li ahli. The best of men are the men who are best to the wife, because she is the closest to you. She is like a garment to you. She knows your secret in and out. Nobody knows a person better than the wife. So only a wife will have to confirm that you are a good man or not. You can be good to your friend. You can be very kind to your friend, but the value is from the wife. Any of the men here have received a card from your wife to say, I'm so happy I have the best man in my life. Not yet. The men all forget. And the sisters also forgot to say something very constructive to their husband. Yeah. The same goes to the children. Did any of us receive a card from our children? Yeah, to say that you are the best father, the best mother. Yeah, those who have received, alhamdulillah. Yeah, those who never receive, work towards it. Give the best. Yeah, and the children who are grateful and thankful, you will never regret. The best is not something that anything you want, the parent will give it to you. No. The parent will give you what the parent feel that is right. We are young, we do not know what is right and wrong. Today, only Allah knows. Children are so hot-tempered. They show you temper from young. Our time, we don't know what is temper. We never dare to challenge the parent. From a distance, when the parent look at you, you feel the heat already. That is our time. The parent can discipline from a distance. They look at you, class. We know the message already. We control. Today, children can challenge the parent. They can show their temper. At that time, no temper. Children don't know what is temper. Just listen. Things have changed because of technology. Corrupt. From a young age, 2, 3 years old, they can scream at you because you take away their PlayStation. You take the smartphone from them. Call us war. You call them to eat. No, I don't want food. I don't want anything. Astaghfirullah. It's a challenge. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah said, save yourself and save your family. So that we all have a good family. If you don't care about your family, who is going to care about your family? If you don't care about yourself, who is going to care about you? Nobody. Let us go to Aisha. Aisha binti Abi Bakr. Aisha's marriage. Aisha was the daughter of As-Siddiq, the most truthful person. The father, Abu Bakr, was guaranteed by our Prophet that he will go to paradise. A very righteous man. There is Quran was revealed because of Abu Bakr too. Abu Bakr, Abdullah bin Abi Quhafa, Osman bin Amir bin Amr bin Ka'ab bin Sa'd bin Taib bin Murrah. That is the tribe. That's at the time. It's like the Chinese also have this kind of tradition. They always link. If you are Yi, 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 all the end, you come Yi family. Hui, Hui, Hui. So this is the family tree. If you look at this family tree, Aisha was from one of the noble branches of the Quraysh tribe. Meeting with the Prophet also have that kind of family tree, that is to Murrah bin Ka'ab. Among the wives of the Prophet, she is the most knowledgeable because she was young, active, very sharp, in her mind, very alert about the environment. That's why in the time of the prophet, when some people want to know further about the prophet, they ask her. They always ask Aisha. And if they were asked other wife, the other wife said, go to Aisha. The rest you just can read by yourself. That is from the father's side, from the mother. They are from the Kinana tribes. Now, brothers and sisters, all Arab descendant, origin from Yemen, not from Saudi. Saudi is a barren land. The history of the Arab came from Yemen. Aisha, of course, was born in Islam. She said, I never saw my parents but practicing the deen. She was about 8 years younger than Fatima. Now, her marriage contract was performed between the prophet and her father about 3 years before Hijrah. The prophet's first marriage is Khadijah before he became a prophet when he was in the age of 25. Before he became a prophet. He became a prophet when he aged 40. He was in Mecca 13 years. That means when he reached 53, then he migrated. So before migration, after become a prophet for 50 years and for 10 years, then he married with Aisha. That was the same year that he married Sauda. She migrated with her parents to Medina, and the Prophet consummated his marriage with her immediately after the Battle of Badr. During the month of Shawwal, she was then 9 years old at that time. She remained with him for about 9 years. Allah's messenger married me, performed the contract shortly after the death of Khadijah. Now, this is something that normal people cannot understand. Why they got married to Aisha when she was so young. But in general, brothers and sisters, the enemy of the prophet who hate the prophet, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, none of them criticize, attack the prophet because of this, because that is part of the tradition. At that time, there's no issue at all. Today, people make an issue. Sometimes parents are the one who matchmate, and the parent is the one who will arrange everything. And who is Abu Bakr, the best friend of the Prophet? And their age is not that far. If you look back in the history, everybody who have a daughter, they just want to make sure that the daughter is being given to a person that they trust, that they know. That he is a good person, not just to any man. Because at that time, the man don't honor the woman. The woman have no value. That is in the Jahiliyyah. Woman is like an object. The man can make use of you and then chuck you and throw you, and then nobody will come and protect you for that. You are just like a garment. Keep on changing. And women have no right at that time. You have no right. You have no right to ask for anything. You are just an object for the man. Please the man. If you die, everybody will be very, very happy. If your husband die, every man will curse you. You are the reason that your husband died. If you are divorced, also they will blame you. Nobody blame man. Man is like God at that time. Everything right is man, man's right. Nothing to do with woman. Women have no right to inheritance, no right to their honor. They are like a slave to serve the man. Islam came and protect the right of the woman. A lot of people are not aware about that situation. Yeah? The rest you can read for those who have the book. Of course, normally the Prophet ﷺ, after getting married, the Prophet ﷺ normally will bring along a cup of milk. That's why I always recommend the newlywed to follow this good practice from the Prophet. After the ijab kabul, then normally the man will bring a cup of milk and the Prophet will drink and pass to the wife, pass to the wife family. Why choose milk? Milk is pure white. To show the family from Aisha, I am coming to your family with a pure intention. And then they will also take a sip to show that we accept you in the family with a pure intention. No hidden agenda. Everything very sincere. But this practice is not being carried out a lot by a lot of Muslims because we forgot about this teaching value, meal. And normally there will be a prayer that the Prophet will put his right hand on the forehead of the wife and make a dua. Very short dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayri ma jabalta alayh wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma jabalta alayh. And the wife said, Amin. All this prayer, very short, but a lot of people are not following anymore. We are so involved with our tradition, our culture, we forgot all the good values and the prayer. Anyhow, if you look at this, you will see that Aisha is a very loving, playful, because she was young. Yeah. That's why Aisha used, the Prophet saw the childish side in Aisha's nature during her early year with him and dealt with this understandably. And she narrated, I used to play with dolls, and some of my young female friends used to come to play with me. When Allah's messenger, Prophet Muhammad, came home, they would hide away. And when he left, they would come back, and he used to send them to play with me. There's so many things that you can learn about Aisha. Yeah? But one last thing that I like to share, the rest, I think, it's not so important now because any woman who want to look into how to become a good wife, first look at Khadija. the noble lady, very rich, a billionaire. She's a very rich lady. But when she got married with the prophet was her salesman. He's just a normal person. He was not a prophet yet. Poor guy, an orphan. But then the noble lady, when she found out that he is so honest, so trustworthy, it's not easy to get a man that is siddiq, honest and trustworthy. She quickly sent a representative to ask for his hand. Meaning, there's nothing wrong Islamically or traditionally for a woman to approach the man. Nothing wrong, but today it's not normal. Men must approach the woman. Because women normally are very shy. But anything good, don't wait. Don't think only woman is shy, men also very shy today. There are more shy men than shy women. Women are very, professional today. Yeah, very active. Yeah, women are very active in society, in the workplace, compared to men today. So men are very shy today. Yeah. But anytime you know that some good man is around, of course you can look at the character of Khadija. Even she is a noble, rich woman, and Prophet Muhammad is a salesman, nothing, poor guy. But she never humiliate Prophet Muhammad. From the day she got married with him until when he became a prophet, she was there to support him all the way. And that's why she was a very special lady, the first lady. The prophet then married others after she passed away. Anyhow, brothers and sisters, may we try our best. If you want to be a good wife, a good person, tak apa, biarkan dulu. Yeah. And they forgot. Biarkan dulu. Yeah. I think the changes is because that's how we organize the class. The brothers will sit in front and the sisters sit behind. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us through to have a good life, good family, by we trying to follow what is right. Not just follow our feeling, but follow the divine guidance, the creator of all things. Your guidance is the best, and you will never regret. By we setting good example, we hope that our future generation look at us as a good example. Then they pick up all the good value and they follow. So then you see, inshallah, there will be a lot of peace, harmony, happiness here to the hereafter. When we take care of the family in that manner and follow the divine guidance, we are not just happy here, we'll be happy together in the hereafter. That is the beauty of everybody follow the divine guidance. Win-win situation. If there's any question from the audience. audience and also online. Now we open for Q&A, and after that we have a reversion, inshallah. The everybody can stay on to witness how the reversion will take place. Yeah. Any question online? No. Any question on site? No. Fadal, pass the mic. You can help when passing the mic.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for sharing your knowledge today. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. I have one question. Actually, my question has two parts. Maybe Sheikh can help to clarify. In one of the hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah said that there are many people who fast during the month of Ramadan, but they do not get anything except hunger and tiredness.
And hunger and thirst.
Hunger and thirst. And the other one is there are many people who do qiyam at night, but they only get sleepless night. They don't get anything more than that. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith mentioned also that during the month of Ramadan, all the deeds are being rewarded between, I think, 10 to 700 rewards, except for fast, which Allah will reward Himself because of the relationship. Now, my question is, I think traditionally, we always accept fast as holding ourselves from eating and drinking until the iftar. But in between, we, in some way, because Allah promised that the reward is from Himself, that such how important that fast is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we have a refinement of our fast to not fall into that category where fasting is purely purely physical hunger and drinks?
Naam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullah. A very interesting question about the Prophet ﷺ did mention, "Kam min sa'im laysa lahu min sawmihi ila al-ju' wal-atas." How many people who fast but nothing they gain from the fasting except hunger and thirst? Many may pray but they don't get anything except tiredness. Because fasting and prayer is not just the movement and not just refraining from food and drink. It is more than that. Fasting is to train us to have self-control, to stay away from saying, doing anything that displeasing God Almighty. If halal thing is not allowed for you to eat and drink, how about haram thing? Number two, the Prophet said, there are people who fast, but they still backbite, gossip, slander, cheating, lying. That means his or her fast have nothing except hunger and thirst. Fasting is a self-control, a workshop to boost your spirit, to be more closer to Allah and always do what God wants you to do. Speak the truth. Do what is right. No gossiping. No bad biting. No cheating. You must stop all the things that is bad. So if you don't, fasting is here to control your temper. Everybody have temper. Normally outside Ramadan, you cannot control, but fasting, I'm fasting. I'm not going to show my anger. I must control. So all this is a package. So if a person fasts traditionally, or everybody is fasting, that's why I have to fast, then they don't get anything. But when you fast with the right iman, that's why the Prophet said, man soma Ramadana imanan wahtisaba, with the right iman intention and follow the SOP, then you will be rewarded. The reward is unbelievable. Like what the brother was saying, our prophet have reminded us that God said to him, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa sawm as-sawm li wa ana azibi." Every deed that you engage other than fasting is for you. And the reward will be 10 times to 700 maximum, except fasting. You abstain from food that is halal, drink that is halal, husband and wife that is halal, just because of me. So you are doing for me, purely for me. You've gone through all the difficulty for me. I will reward you with unlimited reward. That is what Allah said, unlimited reward. To the extent that Allah is saying that there will be a gate of paradise with the name of Rayyan only for people who fast to enter. A special gate and so on. So if you are just fasting, but your character never change, you still bad by slander, lie, that means your fast is just hunger and thirst. So it's very important to have the right intention and follow the SOP. That's how it goes. If not, it's tiredness. You pray at night, it's just like an exercise, you know. But if you do your prayer properly, be full of khushu' concentration and follow the SOP of prayer, then the prayer have value. If not, the prayer just another exercise. That's how the meaning of people who are fast, but they get nothing except hunger and thirst. Pray, they get nothing except tiredness. Yeah. So may Allah give us the right spirit, right intention, because Ramadan is going to end soon. If we don't change, then we have failed this year. And please, one of the important things, anybody who never paid their zakat fitrah yet, please don't delay. Because we are worried. If you don't pay before the Eid prayer, your zakat fitrah is invalid. You commit a big mistake. And that's why the fitrah is to help the poor and the needy so that everybody will have some food, yeah, to enjoy in the Eid day. Nobody is supposed to beg anymore. But the environment has changed. There is a time a lot of people will start to beg the last minute. Don't do that. People have to prepare. Anything you want to do, do it before. We have done our first exercise yesterday. Yeah, from morning to noon, to help the poor, the needy. Yeah. And the last wave is coming only on this Wednesday. That will be the end of our activities for all the money we collected, yeah, from our people. Yeah. Inshallah. Any last question? Naam, faddal. There, mashallah.
Good morning. I hope you don't mind me asking this question. It's something that I've observed. And thank you for talking about Khadija and Aisha and the role of women in Islam. And when Islam came, that was the time of saying that we are equal. I have observed this in mosque and also here. Like, what is the reason of men sitting in front and women sitting at the back?
Good, good. It's very interesting. Do we say women are equal? Yes, women are equal when their right is concerned. But the responsibility is a bit different. It's the saying of our prophet. If our prophet never say that, we will never do it. The prophet said, "Khairu sufuf lirijal awwaluha wa sharuha akhiruha." The best saf, when the prayer is concerned for the man, is in front, and the worst saf is behind. And the best saf for woman is behind and not in front. Now this is to train the man, take lead. A good man is a man who lead the family. You don't want to have a husband stay at home and the woman go out and work. Let the man work. You go out. Let me stay at home. I am your backbone. I'm always behind. That's why you call it the backbone. The back. But it's very, very important. Without this backbone, the man collapses. That's why in every successful man, you see there's a little lady woman behind. They don't have to surface, but they play a very important role. And that's why the society is well balanced when the men take lead, take responsibility, go out, face the world. Women just stay, food, build the family. You know, but they can go out together. There's nothing wrong. The prophet, even Allah said, "Wal mu'minun wal mu'minat ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd." Male and female believer complement one another. But the role that Islam wants the man to be in front. Anything, you go and face first. Through the prayer, it trained the man. Take lead. It's not to downgrade the situation of the woman, no. But it's always better, yeah, that we want our man to be a real man. A man is a good man will always protect the family and the wife. The worst to happen today, you marry a man, the man relax. They play games, smartphone, and all. The woman work. That's why there's a lot of my friend came from overseas when he saw so many women in Malaysia are so active, you know, doing work or doing all this selling and so on. Where's the man? He asked me. I said, the man is around. Because the men have failed to be a real man. So if you look at all this structure, it started from what the prophet said, the man must lead. So when it comes to prayer, man in front, woman always behind, but with their role to back up anytime. And that's why when the man fall, the woman is going to come up. But now, the men sleep. They just relax. Men's world, relax. Women's world, work hard. So that's how Islam look at it, sister. Yeah, we love our men to go out hardworking. Let them face all the problem outside. We just focus in the family. Look at the institution of the family. When they need us, we are always ready. But don't underestimate the power of the woman. Their power is unbelievable. They can work better. They are more committed than men when they do things. They are more precise. They are more detailed than men. Men is men. Men only like to be Superman, Spider-Man, all these men. Yeah. May Allah protect all of us, brothers and sisters. That is my answer to your question, sis. I know there's some question, but we will take. We are going to proceed with an activities, the reversion today. So we hope everybody will stay on. And inshallah, May Allah, yeah, make us have a good ending of Ramadan this year. Yeah. We will end first and we start prepared for the revision. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. The meaning of the prayer and the significance. Whoever recite this prayer at the end of the class or gathering, Allah will forgive all our minor sins. Yeah? Glory be to you, O Allah. All praises belong to you. We bear witness there is none worthy of worship except you alone, O Allah. To you we ask for forgiveness, forgive us. To you we repent, accept our repentance. Amen. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.